There are two kinds of prayers, and by that I mean praying people. And the kind you are depends on if you've met the first requirement in a personal relationship. Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. A couple days back, a friend accused me, in a kidding fashion, I think, of working a Eugene Peterson quote into every sermon I preached. Now, that's an exaggeration if I've ever heard one, but I do appreciate Eugene Peterson. Peterson, the author of A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, Leap Over a Wall, and The Message Bible, among many other books, ended his long obedience this past Monday at the age of 85. I appreciate this man immensely. Peterson is a theologian and an artist in words. And last week, I suspect, knowing that his time on this life was coming to an end, I picked up his book, Run with the Horses, The Quest for Life at Its Best. And I finished it this morning. And in this book, Peterson muses on the life and prophecy of Jeremiah. Now, that's a book in the Bible that most of us would have a hard time finding, let alone taking some time to read it. But as with all things Peterson, his insights make me want to spend more time with this mysterious ancient prophet. He titles chapter 8, The Ever-Worsening Wound, and in it, Peterson gives us a glimpse into the inner world of Jeremiah, the man he was when he wasn't calling Israel or another nation to repentance. And Peterson begins his chapter with these words. Listen to this. Indisputably great persons arouse curiosity. What are they like on the inside? What do they do when they're not being watched? What goes on in their private lives? What was Jeremiah really like? And what Peterson wants us to understand in this chapter is that Jeremiah was, above everything else, a praying prophet. And he identifies seven passages in the book that are labeled confessional. And in light of this, he writes, Jeremiah's inner life is revealed in these confessions. And we're surprised, but we're not disillusioned. When Jeremiah was out of the public eye, he was passionate with God. He prayed. Jeremiah's secret life is a prayer life. The cellar reality of Jeremiah's towering humanity is prayer. Then Peterson shared an illustration that got me asking myself the question, what kind of prayer am I? He said, imagine you and a close friend visit a restaurant for dinner, and you secure a private table where you share an intimate meal, and as you share your most intimate and carefully guarded secrets, the waiter comes by periodically to check on you and to meet your needs. And of course, you interact occasionally and you treat him or her respectfully, and of course, you're going to leave a generous tip. But when you leave the restaurant, you continue your conversation with your friend, but you leave the waiter behind. And then he writes this. But there is a parody of prayer that we engage in all too often. The details are the same, but with two differences. The person across the table is self, and the waiter is God. And this waiter God is essential but peripheral. You can't have the dinner without him, but he's not an intimate participant in it. He is someone to whom you give orders, make complaints, and maybe at the end, give thanks. The person you're absorbed in is self. Your moods, your ideas, your interests, your satisfaction, or your lack of them. And the point that Peterson is driving home, of course, is that prayer is either an intimate conversation with God, with whom we sit and talk and listen, or it's a patron-waiter relationship in which you are the patron and God is the waiter who stands by ready to meet your needs. Now, that was not the case with Jeremiah. Jeremiah had that intimate conversation with God. It wasn't self that was facing Jeremiah at the table. It was God. And Jeremiah shared his loneliness, his hurt, his anger, but also his repentance. Listen to what Peterson writes.
Jeremiah stopped speaking, but the prayer continues, for prayer does not end when we end. In prayer, God is not merely audience, he is partner. Jeremiah has spoken honestly. Now he listens expectantly. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you. and you shall stand before me. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 19. Return, repent. This is one of the key words in Jeremiah's preaching. Now the message that he has been delivering to the people is delivered to him. Could it be that his pouring out of pain is tinged with self-pity? God responds, "The fright, the loneliness, the hurt, the anger, I understand that, Jeremiah, but I won't indulge you in it. Don't wallow in it. Turn away from it. Repent. If you turn from such talk, then I will turn you, restore you, to the prophetic office." Throughout this passage, there is a play on the word, return, repent. Jeremiah's part in the prayer was to be honest and personal. It is God with whom he has to do. The first requirement in a personal relationship is to be ourselves. Off with the masks. Away with the pretense. It's me. It's me. It's me, O Lord. Jeremiah's prayer is not pious, not nice, not proper. He speaks what he feels, and he feels scared, lonely, hurt, and angry. Well enough. God's part in the prayer is to restore and save. Before God in prayer, we do not remain the same. The fright and loneliness and pain and accusation are all there, but they do not stay there. Part, not all, of what Jeremiah was doing was feeling sorry for himself on his knees. God feels our pains, but he does not indulge our self-pity.
When I heard Peterson's dinner illustration, and then those words, "The first responsibility of a personal relationship is to be ourselves," my aha moment was, what kind of prayer am I? You see, Jeremiah understood the first requirement of a personal relationship was to be himself. And so he took off his masks before God. He set all the pretense aside. It's me. It's me. It's me, O Lord. You've got me, warts and all, the hopes and the hurts and the depression and the frustrations and the anger. But he also allowed God to be intensely personal with him. Jeremiah, I hear you, but stop your whining. Turn away from that kind of feeling because it's destructive, Jeremiah. Then I will restore you and you'll stand upright, ready to serve again in my presence. You see, God calls us to cast all our care upon him. First Peter tells us that. But then he says, having cast it on me, don't continue to wallow in it. Leave it with me and get up and get going. A true personal relationship is one in which I can share with God what's deeply on my heart, but I can also receive from God what he says to my life. Repent where I need to change, get up and get going again. What kind of prayer are you? That's my aha moment on my walk with Eugene Peterson and Run with the Horses, The Quest for Life at its Best. So here's my question. What are you going to do with that thought on your walk through your life today?